بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها.
السلام عليكم. Okay, I'm with the team of Ahlullah, which was a beautiful play that was done at the Muslim Congress yesterday. It was a huge hit. We had 1,500 plus people actually attended. And I've been interviewing people throughout this morning, and I asked them what was one of their favorite parts of Muslim Congress. And I've been getting the answer that one of the favorite parts of Muslim Congress was the play. So I would like to interview all of you. Maybe we can start with you, brother, if you can tell your name and you were the main hero of the play. And if you can also tell us a little bit about the play itself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Reza Jafri, and we're all from Houston. And the play was about, I play an author whose name is Abbas Abdi. And I write a book over Ahlullah, those who belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually what happens is that I began to go through this trial where I'm tested over my faith and over my iman, where even my own parents, they turn against me, and I have to do the right thing. And the play was about, I go home and I have to make the right decision, and I have to pick between my parents and doing what's right, basically. So,
okay, mashallah. And that was a very, very nice, inspiring play. One of the funniest person in the play, and it was a very serious subject, and I actually saw some people teary-eyed. But whenever you spoke, people started laughing. So how was your experience of participating, practicing, and delivering this wonderful performance that you did during the play?
Actually, I didn't even realize that Sister Sayyada put me there for comic relief until I heard all those laughters every 1-2 minutes. And when I, in the end, said, can I ask a question? And everybody laughed. It's like, hey, I didn't say anything yet. But that's how the character was established that way. And that's the beauty of the writer. The writer set it up very well for us to work together, and we could give the product we gave. And the people have been, strangers are coming and hugging me, so I feel like, oh, thank you. So it's really, the experience is really good. We did work hard, and we feel appreciated. We do thank the organizers. You did your best, and we did our best.
Wonderful, thank you. And that's definitely, we enjoyed your performance. And as you said, that it was being humorous just comes naturally to you, and that showed yesterday. Your role was more serious, and it was very interesting as well, and very intense. How did you feel about going in front of 1500 plus people and delivering those intense line and delivering that wonderful acting that you did, especially with a great message?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. The entire credit as far as my character is concerned goes to Sister Sayyida Panjwani, who wrote this character for me. And I hope that I am able to fulfill, whatever she created, the character she created. Of course, it was a very, very important message as far as a Muslim woman, as a mother and as a wife is concerned. And there was a message for a mother, there was a message for a wife. As a mother and a wife, the character was, she was at the point of breaking to make a decision of what to decide. And that was the main climax, I must say, when the decision was made by the husband, that when the point comes to such a level or such an extent, the husband needs to come forward and support the family. And it, for me, it was a great honor, and I'm so thankful, especially to Sister Sayyida Panjwani. We came here, and the people who supported, the audiences, the ulamas, and the workers who worked for MC, very, very grateful for providing us this platform to show or give us the opportunity to send this message to our community, to the masses. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you for a wonderful performance. And now I'm coming to Sister Zainab, who is probably one of the youngest actresses in the play. and delivered a very, very powerful performance. I saw people with tears in their eyes. And I just wanted to ask you, how did you do it? How were you able to put such intensity of emotion, mashallah, at such a young age?
Assalamu alaikum. Well, actually, it was very interesting during the rehearsal. It was so hard to like grasp that emotion that I had in the play. Finally, though, once I got in tune with my character, I really started thinking about I felt like if I really was this girl, like what would I do? How would I feel? And so every time when I would get up on the stage, I would really put myself in this position, like I really am this girl. This really is happening to me. And actually, I was not nervous the whole time. Just 2 hours before the play, I started getting nervous, and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? And you should have seen, they were like making fun of me, and they were just teasing me the whole time. I was chewing on things, munching candy and everything. But alhamdulillah, once I actually got on the stage, I felt very comfortable in my position, like confident, and alhamdulillah, like I was able to just, do my lines just exactly how I wanted the emotion to come out. So I was so happy about that.
And mashallah, and just as a young person involved in Muslim Congress and involved in this particular drama, what is your message for other young people out there who may have similar creative talents as yours? What would you suggest? Should they also get involved with Muslim Congress in different capacities, including participation in the play?
Most definitely. I mean, when I first was thinking about joining the play, I was kind of nervous. I was like, what if I can't do it? That's mostly what people would think is, oh, I can't do that. I've never done that before. But I mean, as you can see, we pulled it off. I mean, none of us are professionals, and we did a great job, and everyone enjoyed it. And I would say definitely, if you're thinking about wanting to join anything like this and participate in an event like this, go for it. It's very enjoyable. I want to do another one, so.
Thank you so much, and assalamu alaikum, Brother Mohsin.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah. I really cannot say I contribute much, but there are many people like me behind the scene that make it really materialize and happen. Faces that we didn't see during the play. People that very hardly they start changing all the scenes between each play. Wonderful work, everybody. Was a total cooperation between every individual, and great thanks to Sister really Panjavani. She has done an awesome job. As my daughter said, we are a bunch of unprofessional, put in a professional act, and I think everybody enjoy it. Great message, especially for me as a parent and all the parents like me. Sometimes we have to step over our thought that we think is so right, and we have to step over our arrogance and think what Islam teaching us.
Absolutely.
And the message in this particular play was follow what Islam teach you. And there are plenty example in Islamic history that we learn a good character, good behavior, and good attitude of the Muslim, and how we look at things from the eyes of Allah. So be Elahi, being godly individual instead of just being tangled in a worldly thing. A special thanks to sisters and all the players. That was a wonderful opportunity, at least for me, to be behind the scene.
Absolutely.
But yet I was witness during the rehearsal, immense job, very poor facility to do rehearsal. Nonetheless, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they pulled it through. They did a wonderful job. Inshallah, in the future, they do even better than this, inshallah. Now, thank you so much for everybody that helped through just being a participant and enthusiastic supporting every individual in this one. Thank you so much.
Mashallah. And of course, there are many people who work behind the scene to put together any production, and your contribution definitely showed up yesterday. Now, we've all been hearing about this person that the entire cast keeps on giving the credit to, and the entire conference keeps on talking about. And this is this person called Sayyida Panjwani, and actually she is here. So Sister Sayyida, as you saw the cast giving you, mashallah, a lot of credit for the writing, production, for direction. And I could see you yesterday just running from one end to another and trying to put everything together. So I guess we can start by yours. What inspired you to write this beautiful play about being a person of God?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. I was inspired by Maulana Ilyas' speech, and the word that he mentioned in his speech was Ahlullah, and it kind of stuck to my soul. And I started thinking and visualizing how an Ahlullah would deal in his daily life with his issues and how he would behave in a society and how he would react to a situation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the story, and I feel that I tried my best, and then the cast was the one that really made it a success, alhamdulillah.
Okay, spoken with a lot of humility. We will continue to give you a lot of credit. I just wanted to ask you, in addition to this play, alhamdulillah, you're an active member of the community, an active member of Muslim Congress. What is your message for other people, people who were not just inshallah participating this year, but who may be considering participating next year in the play and other activities of Muslim Congress? What is your message to them?
I would certainly recommend coming to the Muslim Congress and experiencing this unique experience of being with our people, being able to express ourselves to others, learn from others, interact with knowledgeable personalities, and be able to see Islam in the West and be able to see our powers as Muslims.
MashaAllah, very well said. The last question I wanted to ask you is not really in your capacity as the director and the producer and the writer for the play, but really as a mother of children who is actually coming to Muslim Congress. What is your message for the mothers who may be considering that they should be attending the next one, especially the ones who have not attended the Muslim Congress before?
I would certainly recommend that they come here and try it out. I would just say that spend a couple of $100, it's not that expensive, and just come and see, how it feels. Because being a mother, I feel that our children are mostly intimidated at school, and they have this identity crisis that they go through, and they feel that they're the only people following this religion in this part of the world. And when they come here and they interact with people their age, and they see themselves as being an essential part of this Western community, they feel way more stronger about their personality and their beliefs and their actions.
Hey, thank you, all of you, once again. It was really a pleasure to watch the play. It was very inspiring. We hope that it was a great learning experience, that you have inspired our youths to inshallah become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah accepts your months of efforts and your energy as an ibadat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His hujjat bless you for all your hard work. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to seeing the next play in Los Angeles at the 9th convention of Muslim Congress, inshallah. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Brother Zishan Reza Sheikh, welcome to Muslim Congress. Which city are you from?
From Toronto, Ontario.
Okay.
Canada.
Okay, wonderful. And is this the first time you're attending a Muslim Congress convention?
Yes.
And how do you like it so far?
Alhamdulillah, I'm loving it. Well, absolutely wonderful.
Okay, wonderful. And mashallah, you're one of the few students in our community who are actually pursuing law studies. And that is so wonderful to know, because we have a shortage of lawyers. I'm sure you attended the Justice 360 sessions. How did you like the Justice 360 sessions here?
Actually, I got to meet one of the panelists in person, one of the attorneys from the Muslim Charities. I think he's based in California, and he actually gave me his personal contacts to get in contact with him, because he's working at a Muslim charity, inshallah. Hopefully in the future I'll be able to have some sort of connections with them in pertaining to Muslim rights in North America.
Excellent. What is your advice for other individuals like yourself who are either students or have just graduated and are pursuing their careers to come here, in terms of not just the spiritual but also the networking aspect?
Networking is very, very important, very crucial. So this is why, Allah has given us the opportunity to socialize as well, which is part of our faith. So especially, conferences such as these, where Muslims and Shias from North America come together, from throughout the world, to come together and network, and one another, inshallah, we can help each other out, help each other get jobs, references, so on and so forth. And again, this is why we should be very involved in the community, very active, from the religious perspective as well, from the networking perspective. So inshallah, we come together and help one another out, because we are Muslims at the end of the day.
Excellent, very well said, and inshallah we look forward to you joining the ranks of Muslim lawyers, and inshallah ta'ala taking a stand for the rights of Muslims in North America.
Inshallah, thank you very much. Thank
you. Allah bless you.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I'm here with Sister Rebecca Masterton, who was one of our keynote speakers yesterday, and her session was very well received. We have been interviewing other people, and they said they loved your session. Would you like to tell us some of the key points that you communicated during your keynote session yesterday?
Well, the topic was divine justice versus Western freedom, but I wanted to kind of look a little bit more deeply at the whole issue, because we're living in a complex world. world where really the whole world is living under one global economic system. So we don't really have this sharp division anymore of East and West. And I wanted to kind of highlight the fact that we're all living under this unjust system, and what we can do in any small way to be aware of it and counter it, and also to look at how we should try to implement the justice of Allah, because we look for justice from the outside, but often we don't think about how we are going to implement the justice that we have been, you know, instructed to implement. So one of the important things was overcoming the racial and tribal barriers in our minds, that we need to really start to embody the universal message of Islam as well.
Okay, and then, you know, just coming to that point about the racial diversity that we see in Muslim Congress, what are your comments as an attendee and also as one of the speakers here in terms of how you see the different people from different backgrounds attending Muslim Congress?
Yeah, there's a great variety here, and everyone, because they come, you know, often they all know each other. So there's people from all backgrounds speaking all kinds of languages and seeking that unity. And I think the main thing is the very difficult challenges that people have just bringing up their families, in this kind of society. So everyone is really struggling hard. I think everyone really deserves a medal. for just striving to try to practice Islam, you know, in this day and age. Yeah.
MashaAllah. What is your message for the youths, especially, that are attending this conference, and also in terms of the youths getting involved with an organization like Muslim Congress?
It's really important to read, to become well read, well aware of what's going on in the world, and to write and to speak, so that, because if we are weak in speaking or weak in articulating our ideas or weak in our understanding of what's going on in the world, that we can't really be that useful. So it's just striving to become aware.
What is your name and where are you from?
Sakina, I'm from Canada.
Okay. And Sakina, you've written a poem about Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh. Would you like to share that with us? Please look at the camera when you recite it.
Okay. Imam Khomeini, his name says it all. He brought the inquilab and dignity for all. He had a kind, humble, and pious personality, but had zero tolerance for immorality. He sacrificed everything for his nation and advised his people to focus on education. He taught us to stand up for our rights, fight against oppression, and do what is right. He was exiled but did not complain, believed in Allah and bore the pain. He made the people realize the importance of a revolution. There were many problems in the country, and this was the solution. When the enemies attacked with bullets and showed their power, he told his nation to be patient and give them a flower. Hayat minna zilla was his motivation. It kept him going to save his nation. Revolution forced the oppressors to go away. Imam Khomeini won the war and is remembered till today. Iran has changed because of Imam Khomeini. Few people are blessed like him, not many. We love Imam Khomeini. He's our leader and an inspiration. If we follow his ideology, we'll be the best nation. We salute Imam Khomeini for this revolution. We don't have the words to express our appreciation.
Alaykum as-salam. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, I'm very happy to be here with the authors of this wonderful book here called The Warrior Saints, episode 1, The Three Kingdoms, and we have an episode 2 and a comic book here as well. And again, this is quite a unique piece of work, and I wanted to interview you guys to ask you about what you're doing. So maybe we could start with you telling your name and what inspired you to write a book like this, and then we'll move on to your friend here.
My name is Atiq Ibadi, and my brother and I have been artists ever since we were young. And what we wanted to do was use our talents to provide a piece of entertainment that was not only entertaining and fun to read and fun to watch, but also that propagates the message of Islam. And what we're hoping to do is to spread the ethics and the spirituality of Islam through this novel series.
That's a really noble, unique, and a much-needed idea. In terms of, your brother is saying they want you have tried to spread the message of ethics and Ahlul Bayt here. Can you give us some examples of how have you done that in these books?
Well, the simplest is that we start each chapter with a saying from Ahlul Bayt. And other ways is that by the character and the actions of the characters, we create situations, which is why fiction makes it easy. You create a situation, say, okay, now what would the Imams do? You go through the teachings, say, okay, in this situation they do this and this. So that way you give a good teaching, good example.
Wonderful. You know, I bought these books for my daughter yesterday, and since yesterday she has been hooked onto them. She's already finished the comic and she's halfway through here. What, you know, is this the reaction that's just for my daughter, or do you get the same reaction from other readers as well?
This is the same reaction we get whether it's a fourth grader, 12th grader, college, or an adult, because the message of Ahlul Bayt hits everyone to the heart. Yeah. And because there's such a thirst for this, that people have, most of the entertainment that's out there does not include this type of moral message, that when they see it, it's like a thirsty person finally getting some water. So they keep on drinking as much as they can, and you can never get satiated from the message of Ahlul Bayt.
At a previous convention, we had a sister who bought the book previous night. The next morning she came back, she said, I stayed up all night, where's part two? Because we didn't have part two ready yet.
Yes.
So, that was something very positive.
Okay, and since you mentioned that adults can enjoy it too, so I will admit that I have started reading it as well, and I'm really enjoying it. I didn't want to say it initially because I thought it was...
No, it's for everybody.
Okay, thank you so much for saying that. We also see that you have a really nice animation out here. Can you talk a little bit about the animation?
The animation is this is just a crude trailer for what's going to be the first part in a series of 3D animated movies, which is all based on the novel itself. And the work that's being done, the illustration, the graphics, and the 3D animation, it's all being done by my brother.
We collaborate on it.
He's a powerhouse between all the work that's being done for it.
Mashallah. And can you tell us about some of the, in terms of the animation, what would be, the same messages that you're giving in the book that you try to do through the animation as well?
We try to keep everything as, as clean and as exact as we can. How would Islam want a person to look, how to act, everything.
Okay, mashallah. Do you also plan to, we've already been asked question about, do you also plan to turn this into a video game at some point in time?
A lot of people are asking that because of their first reaction when they see that is, wow, this looks just like Assassin's Creed or some other game that they're used to. So hopefully, inshallah, the plan is that once we've completed the movie, then we'll start taking the steps towards making a video game. We've already been in the thinking process for it, and once the movie's done, we can take the steps towards that.
Okay, that is awesome to hear. And as I said, this is very, very exciting for all of us. Yes.
We're dying to play it ourselves.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of the Muslim Congress Convention, mashallah, you've been here now for 2 days, and you are sort of a participant and an attendee and a person who is trying to promote his wonderful ideas here. What has your experience been in terms of the conference and its attendees?
Alhamdulillah, the response has been very good from the attendees. The sales have been good. And everyone who hears the message of the book and what the purpose is for us doing it, they're very supportive.
Very supportive.
And everyone is spreading the message for us. So this has been very positive. Everyone has been very helpful. And we are hoping that it's the Muslim community itself who are the main propagators for the story. Instead of us going to someone else and getting famous and becoming big and successful through them, we want our own brothers and sisters to be the ones that make us successful so it can be a joint effort between each other.
Okay, and would you say to other people who might have similar ideas that Muslim Congress is a good platform to launch such ideas and reach out to such a diverse group of people?
Definitely.
You said it yourself, because it's diverse and it's such a huge crowd, it's a very good place to propagate what you're trying to push for.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And again, thank you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and make you successful in this world and the hereafter.
Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Warrior Saints, this is episode 1, The Three Kingdoms, and episode 2, The Rising. Make sure to get both of them. Everybody should be reading these.
Excellent. Excellent. And I heard there's a website as well. If they want to find more information, can you read the website as well?
It's warrior-saints.com. You can order the books from the website, the comic book from the website, and hopefully when the movie's released in September, you'll be able to order the movie from the website as well.
Excellent. Thank you once again. Okay, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Hamid. I'm from Tampa, Florida.
MashaAllah, you've come all the way from Tampa, Florida. How has your experience of Muslim Congress been so far?
Alhamdulillah, it's a very great opportunity for all the mu'minin and mu'minat to get together under the path of the Balayat. All of them get a chance to meet each other, meet the great ulamas, and also in Muslim Congress they have covered different aspects of the religions, such as heavenly match, that the youth get a chance to find each other, and under the Islamic laws they can continue their life. Also they get a chance to get familiar with the ahkams and also politics of the Islamic politics and religion of the that's about it.
Thank you so much for your time, and we hope to see you in the next conference inshallah next year.
You're welcome. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum for your effort.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, I'm here with Brother Anwar Zaidi and his family. They're from Toronto, and I think you have a sister that is from Dearborn here. And your son, mashallah. So I know this was the first time you were attending Muslim Congress. How was the experience for you guys this year?
This is our first time, and I really like it. As a family, my wife and sister and Asim, it was really great. The interesting people, good speeches, and everything was good food.
Very organized.
And
good bazaar.
Good bazaar. And everything was very good.
Everything was good and controlled. It was very organized. Yeah. Very well organized.
And as far as my rating is concerned, I will give 90%, which is very high.
Wonderful, mashallah. And I know you're a mashallah person who really likes things of quality, so it's great they're coming from you with 90%. So I'm going to ask a question from Asim as well. So Asim, what was your experience like, and how did you enjoy the conference?
Well, it was very pleasant, and I particularly liked the poetry slam yesterday night. And there was a lot of things for the youth, which I enjoyed. And the lectures were very informative.
Okay, thank you so much. It's wonderful. It's great to see a wonderful family like yours attend the conference.
I want to say one thing, Adil. You did a super job on that.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. What is your name?
Abbas.
Hey Abbas, and you've written a beautiful poem that we'd like to you to recite to this for this conference. Before you do that, how was your experience of the conference itself?
It was good. It was fun and good.
Okay, excellent. Why don't you recite the poem for us?
Darkness in the cover of light. A covered darkness which plummets this world further and further into the night. Demonic thoughts run amok, the result of an act upon which his path long ago Shaitan did embark. Short-lived are the material benefits that are gained from manifesting a single demonic thought. But can an evil thought that beckons to sin manifest itself in someone's heart? No, it cannot. We ourselves allow it and accept it when we allow our faith to rot. This world is to people like a fishing rod is to fish. It promises reward in embracing it, but when embraced, it snags you and you are trapped. This world draws its tightening, writhing mass of coils around you until you are wrapped from head to toe. If you let the coils remain in the afterlife, you will be the one to woe. This world is only a pathway, a highway. The destination is decided by your relation. your relation to Allah and to Shaitan. Any temptations coming from the cursed mouth of Shaitan should be driven and gone. If you stop in the middle of this highway to enjoy the light of the lamps, and really the joys of this world are like post lamps compared to the potential rewards of the afterlife, you will be hit or crushed, no matter if you are rich, have children, or a wife. How I sometimes think, can we safely go through this pathway, this highway, without becoming hit or crushed, without being towards my punishment in hell rush, without being suffocated in this world's writhing mass of coils, without being engaged in futile toils? The answer, my brothers and sisters, is quite simple. In fact, the name of where the solution lies is exact, yet it is so abstract. My brothers and sisters, the solution lies in our 12th Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Mahdi ibn Hassan al-Askari. But for right now, we must vow to Mahdi, our 12th Imam. When he comes, we should be ready to protect Islam. And vowing is not enough. The going will be tough. Before the final solution, we must awaken a revolution, first within ourselves. The rest of your Muslim brothers, they will revolutionize themselves. And by revolution, I don't mean just any change. Every single of our evil habits with good ones we should exchange. We should increase our love for the Ahlul Bayt. Islam with ourselves we should truly conjugate. Only then will our Imam reappear and restore Islam. Mahdi is light, light from Allah, divine light, a blessed light which will rocket this world further and further away from the night.
Thank you very much. Jazakallah.